that the other one fixed. And it was always real good. All of them were good cooks. And it was real good.
Did you all have vegetable gardens or livestock?
Yes, we did.
We had chickens when we first moved.
Cow.
Down there, we had chickens and a cow. We didn't have a garden then, did we? Didn't have a place for it. And
but later we did.
Yeah, they passed up after quite a number of years, you couldn't have livestock in town. So we had to get rid of that, the cow and the pig and that type thing. And when we did, then Mother and Daddy took in the pasture for a garden. And we grew all of our vegetables, they did. I think Libby was allowed to get in the garden, but I didn't get in there. They knew probably I'd tear up everything.
She always said, I'm the baby.
But
I'm the baby.
But Mother used to would send off for her chickens, her little baby chickens, and they would send them through the mail. Dad fixed a little runner for her in a little house for them to go in and put a light in there to give them warmth. And she would order her chickens in the spring and raise those chickens.
What would the chickens come in?
The box, if I'm remembering correctly, was about this long and about this wide. Had holes in it so they could get air.
Mm-hmm. I had forgotten about that. And she raised those.
Before they passed the ordinance in town, did most people who lived in town have some type of animal?
Yes, yes. They pretty well had their own milk and butter.
Okay. And what did you
and
do?
And their meat.
Yeah.
What did you do for groceries other than what you raised yourself?
We had grocery stores, and what we needed that Mother and them didn't raise, and we would go to the grocery store and get it, which was mainly meal and flour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now there was a time that they used to, I don't know if they got that meal from Grandpa Green, or I guess they did someways they got fresh ground meal, but they bought was in big quantities, you know. It wasn't little, just a little business. Buy a lot at one time.
Okay, so there were like a grocery store or a couple of them here in town?
Yes.
Weaver. There was Greg's.
Yeah.
And what was that man down? Lily Lane's daddy. What's his name? And then Roswell store, that lower town, and they furnished everything for the mill people that worked in the mill. They had dry goods and groceries and shoes and anything that
suits
they
and dresses
had.
They had everything. Uh-huh. Material.
And that was the big store in South Roswell, what we call Lower Roswell. And it still stands, and there's a restaurant there, which is